You're listening to this podcast. It means you're ready. No, more than ready to have a major breakthrough in your business. You're hungry for change and you're hungry for growth. That's why you're feeding your mind right now with all of this valuable information. But to drive those changes, to be really smart about what you're doing and to make the right choices, before you take action, you need help from someone who's been there. Someone to coach you through it. Even just someone to help you look at your business differently. That's what a mastermind group is designed to do. Work with other high-achieving restaurant professionals to grow your business exponentially. Donald Burns, the restaurant coach, is offering a free one-on-one business strategy session for listeners of this podcast. That's right, a one-on-one session with the restaurant coach himself, a $500 value, completely free, no strings attached. Just go to restaurantmasterminds.com to apply today.
Loading in 3, 2, 1. Welcome to the Restaurant Coach Podcast. It's the cure for the common restaurant. Expert interviews, tools, and tips to get you the restaurant you know it can be. Now, here is your host, Donald Burns, the Restaurant Coach.
Welcome to the Restaurant Coach Podcast. It is the cure for the common restaurant. This is episode number 22, and today I want to talk about culture. Now, contrary to what some people believe, culture is not an urban myth, not like, you know, Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster. Culture actually is the lifeblood of your restaurant and the bar. It's a beacon that sends out a vibe to those that kind of like the message your culture sends out. Think of it as your own kind of personal bat signal for your brand. Yes, culture is that big of a deal. Now, if I asked you, describe your culture. Here's where we run into problems. See, culture is hard to describe because it's more of a feeling. Even now, as you really start thinking about how to describe your culture, you're probably struggling or searching for the right words. Now, see, part of your brain, the limbic system, that handles those kind of messy emotions, it has a hard time expressing them. That part in your brain is basically the neocortex, which has an easier time rationalizing what you're feeling and putting it into language. So don't feel bad if you have a hard time describing your culture. It's actually pretty common. Look at those feelings, and then you want to tap into those emotions. See, the key to culture can be summed up in two words: core values. Now, you might be having some deja vu from some of my other podcasts. So let's go. Let's dig into your values. Now, many people don't understand the lasting impact core values has on your brand as well as yourself. Core values become a compass for decision making, and they keep you on track to who you are. One of the biggest contributors to the downfall of a brand is lack of identity. And if you're not sure who you are and what you stand for, how do you expect to attract talent or guests to you? See, there's two main types of core values that must be considered when exploring and creating your brand's value list. One set are what you kind of wish you were, and the other one is who you truly are. So let's talk about these. Aspirational core values. Now, these are what can kind of be described as surface values. These, you know, they're kind of the go-to words that people think they have to be or have to have. It's kind of, think of it like you're walking in a field of core values, and you just thought that some of those words sounded good, so you pick them up. Now, we all have aspirations to be better. Well, people who are addicted to average don't have aspirations to be better, but let's just kind of go with this. But wanting to be better and then actually doing something to actually become better are quite different. A lot of people talk a good game. Few can play the game at high levels long term. So here are some common ones you might think of as aspirational core values. You know, pride, integrity, teamwork, punctuality, cleanliness, honesty, service, and profitability. See, the main focus of aspirational core values is they focus on what you want to be. Now, maybe some of these are not just talking. Actually, you live and breathe them every day. Those kind of core values, the ones that really resonate deep inside with who you are, they are authentic. Authentic core values, now these are your real core values. These are the ones that have deep roots into your identity. And now the funny thing about identity is that we will go to great extremes to protect it. If you think you're hip, you go out of your way to dress and act in a manner that supports your identity. Too many people focus on their identity and not the real essence of who they are. See, you need to go beyond the cheap talk and the surface values and get down to your core. You need to ask quality questions that provoke quality answers. Don't go for the easy words. Time to think, and then think some more. What do you stand for? What principles do you believe in? See, now what feelings kind of get stirred up when you get upset? You know, lack of respect, dishonesty, intolerance, wastefulness. See, here you're going to have to really dig down to uncover them. But once you find them, you'll know right away because you can't live without them. This could also be called kind of your non-negotiable values. You would not sacrifice them for a quick buck or toss them to the side if they were an inconvenience. Authentic core values are you in your purest form. So some deep-rooted core values might include learning, humor, compassion, family, Kaizen, creativity, accountability, and hospitality. Now, unlike aspirational core values, authentic core values focus on who you are as a human being. These are the seeds of greatness. You just have to learn how to cultivate them. Now, in growing your core values, hopefully you're going to have some core values that you're really willing to share with your team. Okay? Now, not so fast, because what we need to do is we need to plant the seeds of core values into your culture. And that's actually the easy part. Nurturing them and watching them grow, that's going to require some work. Hey, you know what? If it was easy, everyone would have the restaurant or bar that they wanted. So don't place your core values on a poster, employee handbook, or send them out in an email. If you now, if you have sent them out any one of those kind of avenues, then you're going to have to take a time out for being bad, right? Words and core values need to be explained and discussed. Posting them and not talking about them is kind of the second sin in any restaurant and bar business, and that's poor communication. Now, if you're not sure, the number one sin is mediocrity, in case you were wondering. But when you put up, you know, a core value like respect, what does it mean to you? See, that's the key. The only definition that matters is the one that you have for your brand. Too many times we throw out words and we assume people know what the meaning is. Now, they do, but they have their own meaning, and sometimes that meaning is not the same as your meaning. See, clarity solves that. So talk to your team about what each core value means to you and for your brand. And lastly, you must be a living example of your core values. Hypocrisy runs rampant in our industry, and your team will see through that faster than a speeding bullet. And don't think for a second that you have them fooled, okay? Remember the words of Shakespeare from his play, As You Like It. A fool thinks himself to be wise, but a wise man knows himself to be a fool. You must set the examples for your team by showing them your core values in action, by your actions. See, in the military, special operations teams, there's kind of a phrase that we kind of incorporate into life, and you could adopt this into your life. Deeds, not words. Your team does not care about what you say you'll do. They care about what you do, period. If your core values are authentic, then they will shine through on how you talk, act, and run your business. See, culture is a feeling built upon values. You can't fake culture. Okay, now you can only grow your culture by nurturing those emotions and those core values that make you unique. Restaurants and bars that have outstanding cultures, you know, might have an entree or maybe even a drink that could be copied or placed on the competitor's menu. Here's the one thing that is hard to reproduce, and that's your culture, because part of its DNA is you and your values. Of course, you need to know what your values are.
Thanks for listening to the Restaurant Coach Podcast with Donald Burns. Tune in next time as we serve up more ways to maximize your potential. Visit our website at www.donaldburns.net or download episodes at iTunes and Stitcher Radio.